The thing your mother would have used to sweep the floor?
She used a broom.
Okay. Was the floor wooden, or was it a bare dirt floor?
No, I never lived in a place that had a dirt floor, but a lot of the earlier people did.
Okay.
Of course, now we're the oldest generation, but there were two or three generations before our time, and a lot of them lived in cabins with dirt floors.
Okay. And if you live in a house for a long, long time, it becomes
your home.
Okay. Now, was there a, I was wondering if there was an attachment to this, to the ranch house, where you could sit out in the afternoon, kind of like you've got here?
I don't think they had much time to sit out. The only time I remember sitting on our porch, my mother and I were shelling peas or churning the butter.
You were working.
We were working. But we did have a big front porch on our home at the ranch.
Great.
Down 3 Mile. And my mother and I sat out there lots of times to stem strawberries or shell peas or churn butter.
Okay. Would they have ever called it a veranda?
No, we never did.
Okay. Okay. Would they have ever had anything in the old days on a window that they would pull down to keep
shades? Yeah. Everybody had shades.
Okay. Were those the kind that were on rollers?
Mm-hmm. They were on rollers. Most of them were green.
Okay.
Green shades.
Okay. What kind of, I'm just trying to get a visual picture of the ranch place. What kind were things like that we're sitting in now, like chairs or what kind of stuff like
we
that?
We had rocking chairs. My folks just had a cot in the front room. But everybody had a rocking chair.
Okay. And they had chairs like this?
Yes, in fact, those came from John's mother's home. Those are captain chairs. She had a hotel here in town, and these chairs are in her hotel.
It's not here anymore?
No,
the hotel
it's gone
has
now.
Been torn down?
It's where the bank is.
Oh, okay. Right behind you here.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have anything like this?
A lot of people had love seats or davenports. Some of them were leather.
Okay.
Leather davenports that were raised at one end, sort of a head was raised.
Anything like a sofa or a couch?
Yes, a lot of people had.
Okay.
Different couches.
Okay.
Sofas.
Okay. Both of those terms are familiar to you.
Yes, they are.
Okay. In the bedroom, would they have had anything, a piece of furniture to put clothes in?
Oh, yes. Everybody had a dresser.
Okay. Okay. Anybody, would they have used the word bureau? Was there a thing like a bureau?
Yeah, some people had bureaus.
Okay. So both of those are pieces
both
of
furniture. Both the familiar terms.
Okay. All of those things together, couches and chairs and bureaus and dressers are called?
The furniture, the front room.
Now, in the old days, did you have running water in the house?
Oh, no.
Tell me a little bit of...
We didn't even have a pump in the house on our ranch. My dad carried water from a little stream that was just close to the house.
Carried it in
buckets.
In buckets. What were the buckets made out of?
Most of them were galvanized tin.
Okay, okay.
The stove had a big reservoir that he filled every morning, so we always had hot water, but we didn't have any running water.
Probably was a while before you got running water in the house.
We never did have it at the ranch where I lived when I was a kid.
Now, once you get water running into the house, the thing that the water comes into the house.
The sink?
Yes. And the thing that it comes
faucet.
Out. Okay. Have you ever heard it called a spigot or a tap? Are those?
Oh, I've heard those expressions, but I don't think they were used very much here.
Okay. I was just wondering if a spigot might be something on the outside of the house instead of on
I
the
think
inside.
That's what we consider a spigot.
Okay, great. That's very helpful. The thing your mother would have used, a cloth she would have used to wash dishes with?
Dish rag.
Okay. And to dry them?
Tea towel.
Tea towel. Okay. That's another word that you don't hear much anymore.